Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of his word. Come sit with us.
There are many amazing things in the world in which we live. But one of the most incredible things is the fact that the God of the universe has chosen to reveal something of himself to us through the Bible. And amazingly, he speaks directly to us through his word. So in addition to what we see all around us in his creation, what we know about him, we can only know through his word. Through the Spirit of God, he inspired men to write down his words. And he has preserved those words over the centuries, so that from cover to cover, the Bible is the measure of truth by which we measure all things. And in addition to that, in the pages of Scripture, we can begin to understand something of the character of God. And as we read his word, we begin to realize that he is unlike anyone or anything in the universe. He knows everything. He knows everything about everything. And he has always known everything, even from everlasting to everlasting, even from the end to the beginning. And without any effort, he rules and he reigns over the universe, over his creation, over all things. And he can do anything that he chooses to do without our permission and without our approval. But perhaps even more importantly, we read in his word that he has created us. And he has created us so that we might worship him. That is our purpose in life. But from the beginning, we have chosen to go our own way. We've chosen to disobey his word. But he is also a compassionate God who loves us so much that he sent his sinless son to this earth to die, to pay for our sin against him, so that we might have the opportunity to be with him in the glory of heaven forever. And when we who know him, we who belong to him, are in heaven, we are told in Revelation chapter 4 that we will see angels around the throne of God, worshiping him and shouting day and night without ceasing, saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and who is and who is to come." And perhaps all that God is, all that we know of him, can be summed up in that word, holy. He is perfect. He is pure. He is righteous. He is holy. He is without sin. And so we are told in Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 3, that he cannot even look upon evil and upon wickedness with favor. He will not tolerate sin in his presence. So left on our own, that's a big problem for us. Holy and awesome is his name, we are told in Psalm 111. So what should our reaction be? In fear and in reverence and in awe, we should fall at his feet and worship him. And that is the beginning of true wisdom, we are told in his word. And since he is holy, he must punish sin, punishment that we all deserve, but punishment that Jesus Christ took upon himself at the cross. But we are told, for those who reject this offer of forgiveness, and there are many, the wrath of God will remain on them forever. This is the warning that we find, the warning that we have been given in the Bible. As we're told in Psalm 50, where it says, our God will come forth and he will not keep silent. He will come to judge the earth in righteousness and to gather those who belong to him to himself, and to consume those who reject him, to judge them with fire. But as we know, there are many people today who do not believe those words. That's not the way it is today, is it, for many people? And it seems that many times the wicked prosper and they are content to live in their sin with no thought, with no regard for the consequences, with no regard for judgment that is to come. While many who belong to the Lord Jesus Christ suffer persecution and hardship for their faith. And it is in Zechariah chapter 5, in the 6th and in the 7th vision that were given to the prophet Zechariah, that the Lord reveals to him and to the people in Jerusalem and to us his plan to purge the earth of sin, to purge the earth of sinners, those who reject his offer of salvation. So Zechariah says in verse 1 of chapter 5, then I lifted up my eyes again, and I looked, and behold, there was a large scroll up in the air, unwinding itself as it was flying high across the sky. And that angel who had been talking with me said to me, what do you see? And I answered, and I said, I see a scroll that is unwinding itself as it is flying across the sky. And I estimate that its length is about 30 feet. Its width is about 15 feet, a scroll upon which is written the law of Moses, a scroll upon which is written the law of God, the commandments of God, commandments that everyone on earth has failed to obey ever since the Garden of Eden. And then Zechariah tells us in verse 3, the angel said to me, yes, this is the curse. Allah in Hebrew. This is the judgment. This is the punishment that is going forth over the face of the whole earth according to the measure of the truth of the word of God. Judgment that hangs over this guilty world like a sword, ready to drop upon the people. It says in Psalm 14 and in Psalm 140, no man alive is righteous in himself. No one does good. We are all filthy in the sight of God. So the angel responds to Zechariah and he says, surely everyone who steals will be purged away. Nakah in Hebrew. He will be punished and cut off from God according to the writing on the one side of the scroll, according to the commandments of God. And everyone who swears falsely against the name of God, he will be purged and cut off from him as well, according to the writing on the other side of the scroll. Whether we sin against man or whether we sin against God, if we have committed even one sin, we are guilty of all sin, we're told in James 2:10. Surely I will make my judgment go forth, declares the Lord of hosts in verse 4. This is not good news, is it? No matter how far we run, no matter how fast we run, no matter how much we deny the truth, we cannot escape the judgment of God. And God continues, my judgment will enter into the house of the thief and into the house of the one who swears falsely by my name, and I will spend the night within that house, and I will consume it along with its timbers and with its stones. What's he saying? Well, judgment is not only certain, but judgment will be complete. And then Zechariah says in verse 5, the angel who was speaking with me went out from where we were, and he showed me another vision, after, as if that one was not enough, a seventh vision. And he said to me, lift up your eyes and see what is now going forth. And I said to him, what is it? And he said to me, look, this is an ephah. An ephah is going forth, a large bushel basket, like a barrel, of about 7 or 8 gallons that was used to measure out grain. A basket that is full of sin. So again, he said to me, this is the appearance of the people before God. This is what they look like to God, the people in all of the earth. This is a picture of their wickedness, the wickedness of their sin. And behold, Zechariah says in verse 7, I saw a metal cover, a lid for that barrel. And it was lifted up so I could look inside and I could see what was in that barrel. And amazingly, he says, there was a woman sitting inside of that barrel. Then the angel said to me, this woman is a picture. She is a representation of wickedness, of the wickedness, of the evil, of the religious and of the political and of the economic system of this world. She is a picture of the wickedness of all men and women who are without Christ. And then, amazingly, The angel threw that woman down into the middle of that barrel, and he put a metal weight on its opening so that sin was confined. It was contained so that it could not get out. Someday, sin will be confined. It will be contained. It will no longer reign on this earth. Then Zacharias says in verse 9, I lifted up my eyes again, and I looked, and now there were two women who were coming out of the sky with the wind in their wings, flying high, then flying low, perhaps two demons who gave the appearance of women. And they had wings, it says, like the wings of a stork, large wings, very powerful wings, but they were the wings of an unclean bird, we are told in Leviticus chapter 11 and Deuteronomy chapter 14. And they lifted up that barrel with the woman still inside of it, and they began flying high in the sky between the earth and the heavens. And Zacharias says in verse 10, I said to the angel who was speaking with me, where are they taking that barrel with the woman inside of it? And then in verse 11, he said to me, to build a temple, Beth in Hebrew, to build a dwelling place for that woman who is inside, to build it in the land of Shinar, in the land of Babylon, the first city where man rebelled against God, and the last city where evil will reign on this earth. And so this angel tells us that in a future day, when it is prepared, kun in Hebrew, when it is made firm and ready by who? By the Antichrist. In that time of great tribulation on this earth, then the mother of harlots, this worldwide system of evil, will be set in place there. This is the prophecy that has been given by God to Zechariah. And it will be lifted up, we are told, on a pedestal. And the world will worship at the feet of this evil system. Perhaps to a certain extent, the way that it worships at its feet today. But there is good news. Well, at least for some of us. It says in Malachi chapter 4, that there is also a day that is coming when God himself will sweep down from heaven, a day that will burn like a furnace, when the arrogant and the evildoer will burn like dried up grass. And in that day, a day which is fast approaching, I will set them ablaze, the Lord says. But you who fear my name, you who come to me for salvation, we are told that the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in its wings, healing through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.